Hello, 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 and welcome to Navigating Preteen Ministry. Now, my name is Sam Beam, and I'm so excited that you are here today. If you're listening to this podcast, the day it is released, it is August 1st. And, you know, depending on where you're at, school is starting, about to start, pre-planning, whatever is going on. But the point of the matter is that school is beginning. And today in this nugget, I just wanted to give you some food for thought, something to chew on, to munch on, to think about as you go into this school year. And I've really got a lot of stuff kind of pointing towards a lot of this idea, but it's how can you love and do things differently this year that will have a greater impact on a preteen's life. I've really been taking a lot of inventory and looking at some of the stuff I do and thinking, why do I do this? Do I do this because they did it when I inherited the ministry? Do I do this because it's easy? Do I do this because it works? Right? And I'm really breaking down a lot of the things. My best example right now is my Wednesday nights. We took a hiatus over summer and did some like family-based events on Wednesdays over the summer, but we were about to kick them back off next Wednesday, and I've really done an inventory on that, and it wasn't working, and it was not fulfilling the ministry I desired, and so kind of scrapped and recreated what I wanted that ministry to look like on a Wednesday night, and I am excited to jump in and do things, and I'm not letting the way that it's been done before affect the change I'm making. So this week, this month, really, I want you to think about what you're doing in your ministry for your preteens, for your kids, and what it would look like if you changed some things. What would it look like if you really analyzed and thought about a lot of the things, the curriculum you use, the time and structure of your service, right? Are all of those lending to ultimately displaying and presenting the gospel to preteens. And that's really what I've been getting at the heart at, is it's like, what am I doing that is not growing kids or, you know, some sort of way to present the gospel to students? And I say that, and, you know, there's many different ways to present the gospel to students and to present the gospel effectively. You want leaders and trust and fun and all of those things blend together. But how do we have the best combination of all so that we're not too lopsided on one, you know, focusing on, you know, having the best games and all of that and missing out on the gospel presentation, or on the other side, being too stiff and, you know, not really inviting those to express and have fun and grow and connect. So I really just say that, and I want you guys to think and maybe write a few things down, jot them down, but really think about what you need to inventory, what you need to audit in your ministry, and what you need to change and shift with this new school year. I think the new school year is a great time to shift because everyone's getting back into the routine. It's a great opportunity for you to start something different, and it just flows well with the rhythm of the year. So look at your ministry. What can you change, and what can you do? Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys Thursday for our full episode. Bye.